Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Daily Pop, the confession so shocking it left Andy Cohen speechless. Ooh. Joining me are two people who always got something to say. Mark and Stuart McGraw. And
Hello.
Her second baby. And Lonnie Love.
Yes, nails.
With the hoe nails.
Hoe nails.
The prove the point nails.
Yeah. Prove the point. You know.
Uh-huh. You guys, we know people over at Bravo, so we've got an exclusive first look at tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part 2.
Ah, I can't wait.
And Andy said, what break? Watch Erica get grilled about why she really stayed in her broken down marriage.
Ooh, I can't wait for this.
I can't wait.
Talk to me about that. Why hide the fact that you're in a broken marriage?
All marriages are complex. People are complex. There were good times, there were bad times. You're talking about 2 decades. Of a marriage.
Okay.
So no one's marriage is perfect.
Do you think you went far in the other direction to protect him on this show?
I think that I highlighted the best of him.
Why didn't you leave Tom sooner?
Where was I going?
Where weren't you going? You're on a hit TV show. You have
Andy,
a career.
Hold on. I was not in control of my finances. I walk out with 2 credit cards. They get cut. Am I going to call you? Am I going to call you? Who am I gonna go call?
I know what you make on this show. It ain't bad.
I gave every paycheck to my husband.
Oh, wow.
So why? Crazy.
Forever?
Why?
Since you've been making money?
Yes.
Oh.
I've handed every paycheck I've ever made over.
Would you say you stayed with him for the money and the security?
No, I stayed because I had no access.
Did you feel you were held captive?
I'll say this. I was 27 when I went in.
Cocktail
he was
waitress.
60. The power balance is way out of whack. I trusted this man.
The thought of giving your husband a check that you made almost floored. You almost went into premature labor.
I literally have chills on my body. I feel like I spend all my husband's money for everything and keep mine separate.
Yes.
Smart. I feel like it's just, I could not imagine. And I mean, I totally understand what she's saying. I mean, the power balance going, because we're looking at Erica now, but she brings up a point. The way that the system of this marriage has been built was literally when she was 27 years old and he was 60 years old. If I was 27 years old, married to a 60-year-old man, I'd be like, who is an extremely well-known, successful, brilliant lawyer.
There's
a movie about him. I would have been like, here you go. I mean, you learn things as you grow up. So it's, I mean, I don't find it that shocking, but it is, Andy, he just know, I mean,
Andy
I know what you make on this show. He is such a sassy bitch sometimes.
I call him Shandy. I call him Shandy.
But you know what?
Andy.
That's why he's so good at what he does. But I think Erica, I will say, I'm so excited to see this. She holds it together.
Oh, she's been waiting for this moment.
She holds it together.
Of vindication. She's been waiting for this moment to explain things. Can you imagine if someone dropped a bomb on you that your husband was doing that while you were in the middle of filming something? Of course you're shocked. Of course you don't know what to say. But it's so interesting because she didn't really tell her inner circle what was really going on in her relationship. Do you tell your inner circle what's happening in your relationship, or do you just highlight your man for the best that he is?
On TV? Yeah, I mean, I could see why she did it for TV. I'm just glad that, you know, Andy is bringing it to light. He's supposed to do that. If he's gonna host this show and get down to the bare bones of it, he did his job. He deserved
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And, you know, her with this, what was I gonna do, and pointing to your friends, saying, can I come to you? Can I? No. The point is that you could have got out of it. First of all, this is why you don't have these December, January romances, because the older men take somebody young like that so that they can get that power. And this is the prime example of it. And it's basically ruining her.
Yeah.
And this is why you don't do this kind of stuff. I mean, that's not what I think I got out of this whole situation, this whole season, is that you have to stand up for yourself. If we say we're about women's rights, if we say we're about equality, we don't let this kind of stuff happen. And I'm still mad at those other women for not speaking up about it. They knew something was going on and they didn't speak up about it.
You think they
knew something was interesting in her relationship. I mean, Tom had talked out of the side of his mouth a few times to her in front of them. But the thing is, when you're in a manipulative relationship, in a controlling relationship, you don't know until you've been pushed to the brink or until you walk out how deep you were in the control. And I have to point this out because I feel like a lot of women are in this situation.
Yes.
A lot of women are married to wealthy men.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Men control women with money. I'm sorry. That's how it happens. That's our power over women when we're in relationships. We do it with the money. Oh, where are you going to go?
That's why I applaud someone like Morgan Stewart McGraw, who sits here pregnant, still working. She don't have to be here.
No.
It'll be me, you, and Kim.
Right?
Me, you, and Kim be sitting up here looking
all
at
day.
Each other.
I just
all
couldn't.
Day.
I could not give away that little bit. I shouldn't say little bit of power. I feel like I'm a very powerful. I can make anything
yes.
happen that I want. I think we all can. But I definitely, being in a position where I don't necessarily have to get up at 5:30, I just could not imagine not doing that and just saying, because again, it goes back to like, it's credit cards. If somebody wants to cut that one day, like I couldn't be dependent on someone else completely.
Rich yeah. women think having a job is fun. They're like, oh my God, I work part-time at the hospital. It's so much fun. This is fun for her right now.
No, and this is different. This is not
something.
Fun. This is a lot of work.
Tom,
you back me up doing
pregnant.
Two shows
you
back to back.
Say this morning,
no,
Justin.
No, three yesterday. This is
Thank
not
you.
A little side
this
job.
This woman is how many months? She's pregnant,
yeah.
getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. She don't have to do this.
Thank you, Lonnie.
She don't have to do this. But this is the difference between Morgan and Erica Jane.
What?
Morgan met her husband when she was already Morgan Stewart. She had three shows. On a network. She had been up at 5:30 every morning.
God,
Erica Jane met
love.
Her husband when she was 27 years old.
Yes,
she didn't have anything.
No.
She didn't have any power.
100%.
She walked into the relationship with a big dick.
She was obtaining the power, and I'm not going to give her an excuse. She could, you could be smart. As you get older, you get smarter. You see things that's going on. Put some money to the side.
I agree with you on that.
She just wasn't smart.
I think she is smart. I think she got lost in it. I think it was 20 years of a marriage. 20 years of a dynamic. But I do think, yes, the money to the side is always, you need to, no,
always.
He might leave. By the way, he might have not been, there could have been no wrongdoing. And he could have just fallen in love with someone else and said, Erica, this relationship is over.
Yep.
And I'm cutting the the cars, and you're going to have to move out, and you're
yep.
going to have to find a place, and I can give you a little bit of money or whatever.
That's why you need black girlfriends.
Things happen, but you
get
always...
Get you some black girlfriends, because I tell her, no. We gonna, you okay?
Yeah.
I ask her every day. You
gotta,
all right?
You got to just
no, you gotta
put
have
some money,
aside.
$20, $30, whatever it is.
I have a girlfriend who is in a situation like this where she is married to an older man. And we all know, I'm going to change his name to Clive. We all know that Clive got a side bitch, you know.
Okay.
And she knows, too. She's like, I don't want to sleep with him, so let her do it. Like,
yeah.
Let her do that job.
But she
takes
care of herself.
But she takes care of herself.
Right.
She knows the deal. She knows exactly what she got herself into. And you best believe she got the parachute made out of $100
Ooh,
bills.
Ooh, yes. Come on now.
Meghan McCain says she knows the exact moment she decided to quit The View. Do you remember this fight?
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about
somebody
Joy. You
Traitors.
Missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me. Don't
I did not.
You miss fighting
I did
with
not
me.
Miss you.
Okay.
Somebody.
Vega tells Variety that that was the day she decided to walk out. And what you didn't see was after the show, she went back to her office and had a full-blown panic attack.
Oh,
she
that
said,
I
couldn't
like.
Stop crying. I couldn't compose myself. I threw up in the trash can.
Oh.
I was so overcome. Megan also says she wanted to be truthful about her opinions. And at a certain point, she decided it was more important to be honest than to be liked. Do you agree? Is it more important when you're on a show like this to be honest or to be liked?
Ooh. Both. I think it's both. I think you can give your honest opinion and believe your truth and believe in what you say with conviction and speak it eloquently or try to. And you're not going to, people are not going to agree with you, but I think that, yeah, I guess being truthful. But you don't need to be hated to be by being truthful. I mean, there are people that agree with Meghan McCain's opinion. Yeah, and always have.
I think it was. It's just a chemistry issue.
Yeah,
with her.
You think
it was basically they just didn't like her.
By the way,
and you could tell.
I think that's honestly. I think that we always start. These things become so complex, and it becomes about different political views. And she's conservative, and some of the other ladies are more liberal. But I think it really goes down to the fact that, like, maybe they just didn't like the bitch, and that's it. Like,
and
aside
that's why
from what she believes,
chemistry is important.
It is.
You just can't throw people on TV that don't have chemistry, or you're gonna get this. You're gonna get disrespect, you're gonna get people getting tired of each other, and you know, you have these toxic emotions that happen. That's why we do chemistry tests. That's why it's taking y'all so long to find a damn co-host.
Because
somebody gotta put up with Justin.
Yeah.
I mean, they can put up with you, but Justin, they gotta put up with Justin.
It's true.
You know, because Justin's quick-witted. He'll get you, and you'll be like, ooh. And you can't take him personally.
Yeah.
You just got to let him be him.
Yeah.
You got to let you be rich.
Right.
And whoever's going to sit in this seat, got to understand that.
It's the truth.
It's called chemistry.
That's why nobody want to swipe right on this job.
Ooh.
Okay? That's why nobody want to swipe right on this job.
Ooh.
But also, I'm going to say this. I think it's important for me to be employed as opposed to be liked or to be honest. And I think wherever you're working and wherever you at, if you're a boss here, I will say, and another talk show host told me this, sometimes it doesn't matter about what the comments say. As long as people are engaging and people felt like, oh, you said something that I want to go on Instagram or Twitter and say, blah, 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 I like this, or blah, 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 I hate this. That's what's important, that people are engaging. I find that at this job, the audience loves when we're honest and when we're raw. So I'm that way. We have had hosts on this show that won't talk about certain things because they are afraid of people saying bad things on Instagram. And I don't subscribe to that because I feel like people pour their tea.
I'm always, you need an opposing, you need conflicting views, you need opposing views. This is the problem, is that Meghan always had an unpopular view, but there were people that did agree with her. The problem is that her co-host didn't protect her.
No, no, here's the problem.
Here's
the real problem.
Yeah.
Here's the real problem,
what?
Bonnie.
Never.
What? If we're four black people on a panel.
Not four.
And there's one white person.
Is it BET?
BET. If we're four black people on a panel and we're talking about Black Lives Matters and we have one person whose husband is a cop and she happens to be white, she is not going to feel safe to say her opinions, even if she really believes them. They didn't give Meghan McCain somebody who would back her up on that show. It was four against one.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have had another conservative person on the panel.
He's pointing to me like I'm conservative, just to clarify.
No, I'm saying. But if she had another conservative person on the panel, she would have felt like she had a safe
but
space.
But you assuming all the black people against the white person is going to not agree. That's what I'm saying. You have to protect your co-host. You gotta put out the comments.
You can disagree.
100%.
But you don't need to hang them out
and
to
do
dry.
It respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, you and I are respectful to each other.
Right.
Yes.
They weren't being, they got to the point where they weren't being,
on
and
air.
They were allowing the comments. I think all of them on that show. It happens on a lot of shows. That's why I don't read the comments.
Yeah.
Because there has to be a conversation. But I can't let comments eat up my honesty and what I feel. And so if you do that, you can become a good talk show host. But I do expect you guys to realize that maybe I might agree with something. But just for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to say something different. And I want you to protect me
100%.
When people coming at me. That's
ooh.
All.
Ooh, ooh, and that was the word, girl. That was the word from Lonnie. Somebody, get her a bucket and a mop, girl. She is sweating from the sermon. Set your DVRs because we have our own interview with Meghan tomorrow on Daily Pop. Still ahead, how Scott Disick really feels about Courtney's engagement. Plus,
uh-oh.
We're breaking down last night's wild bachelorette premiere, the moment that left us shocked.
Ooh.
Next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Kristen Cavallari is opening up about her toxic relationship with Jay Cutler. Uh-oh. She's revealing what made her question their split and says they even started dating again. Woo! Listen to this.
Happening.
Jay and I actually went on a couple dates. like months and months and months ago, but we did.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
But then I was like, no, this is one. It wasn't there anymore. It's not there for me anymore.
Yeah.
But because of that, the thing with Jay and I is we aren't getting a divorce because of love lost.
Right.
Which made it really challenging because we were crazy about each other.
Yeah.
And so I just decided I didn't want to be in a toxic relationship anymore and I had to break it off. Mm-hmm. But that's made it hard. It made me sit here and question it for a few months. But then going back and dating him a little bit made me reaffirm of like, no, I know that I'm doing the right decision.
That was on the Off the Vine podcast. Kristen said they're still crazy about each other. It's so interesting because a lot of the comments were talking about how she was calling Jay toxic, and I think you have to listen to it very closely.
Totally.
She said that she didn't want to be in a toxic relationship.
Right.
You a toxic dynamic where she was going back with somebody and blurring the lines again.
100%.
Not that their relationship was toxic.
And you could also be two great people and bring out the absolute worst in each other.
Well, she was smart because this is why you date. She said, we tried it again. We went and back and we dated. And, you know, and she's just being honest with herself. She's like, you know, he's a great guy, but we're just not great together.
Exactly.
And that's just being honest.
And mature.
You know.
And really mature.
Yeah, but you did that. You weren't great with somebody, but then you went back and it worked out.
I think it's different. Well, I think that was a different. I mean, there had been years. I mean, and I don't know this firsthand, but I do feel like with Kristen and Jay, I do genuinely get the sense that she tried in that relationship for a long, long time. Even when she was doubting it, even when she felt like, okay, maybe this is not working anymore, I think she stayed in it. And then I think it finally got to a point where she was like, okay, this isn't right. And then even went and, you know, double crossed her T's and dotted her I's and wanted to really make sure this is over, and she did. So I think now she's in a place where she can really, she knows, and she can move on. So I think it was a smart decision.
I think the success killed them.
No way. He was so successful before, and she's been so famous the whole time.
That's the problem. Kristen Cavallari, DM me if I'm right on this. DM me and tell me if I'm right on this.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Caff met Jay. She was just finishing The Hills. She moved to Chicago. She moved to Nashville with him. She lived her little life. She did her appearance every now and then. Uncommon Janes came on the scene. She also did Very Cavallari.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he is retired.
Right.
He's not the big man on campus anymore.
Oh.
And she has this huge company that's not only blowing up, but she also has a TV show and product lines and all of
Still
these things.
Still dealing with that.
She's
and
busy.
And I think for her, him, he wasn't used of her being that bitch. And when I say that bitch, I mean,
I
broke it down. And I think it's really hard for men, especially if they were in the spotlight, to pull a Dwayne Wade and say, my girl gonna do her thing and I'm gonna watch and support.
Right.
It doesn't happen for everybody, especially when you're a quarterback.
Mm.
K-Calf, let me know.
Okay.
The Bachelorette returned last night and things got off to a crazy start.
Ow.
One guy who ghosted Michelle in the past found his way onto the show to try to win her over again. Check out this idiot.
I was surprised to see you step out of that limo.
I wasn't even sure you were gonna even remember.
I mean, I was surprised to get a few responses back and then, you know.
And then not.
Someone forgot to hit send.
I didn't feel like I was in a place, you know, kind of, you know, to, you know, open up to somebody. And I didn't know how to express those feelings with you.
I'm a big communications person. How do I know you're not going to shut down again?
Now, Michelle decided to let Joe stay.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
But if someone ghosted you and popped back up, would you let them back in the race?
He mad. The one is, he's like, how you let...
So, oh, she's a Gemini.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what Michelle's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly
what
Michelle is doing.
What's
because
she doing?
My Scorpio ass would do the same thing.
What?
I would let him fly there, okay?
Uh-huh.
I would let him fly there. I'd let him stay for the night. I would let him stay night two, give him a rose on night three, let him get to the moment where he thought he was going to win.
Uh-huh.
Have that MFA say, I love you, and then say to him with a straight face just like this, I just can't get over you ghosting me. I'm so sorry. Bye.
No, she wants the validation.
Trust me,
being a Gemini myself, she's going to keep him around for a little bit. She'll probably end up falling in love with him. He didn't want me, now he wants me. It's all I need.
Trust me.
And that is lots of therapy in, and it's still effed up.
But then also, during this show, there was the guy that was trying to calculate how to win the Bachelorette.
That guy is such a...
She let him go last night. I was cracking up.
But hold on.
The one who had like a script breakdown of the people he was trying to emulate.
He had a play by play, like if I do this, then I do this, then I do that. He thought he was the first to get let go.
Hold on.
She looks gorgeous.
It is 2021. I am gossiping with people in voice notes, so I can't get screenshotted.
By the way, let's talk about the voice note, because why is everyone saving those voice notes?
You can't keep.
Don't save.
I don't keep.
I don't trust one person. I will never send you a voice note if you keep it. I literally, 2 hours later after I'm sending some shit, somebody will be like, kept a voice note from you. Why are you keeping it?
You can go on your settings and put it to where they can't keep it.
Where is that?
Yes.
You need it. You put it in your settings. Yeah.
The Bachelorette airs Tuesday on ABC. I'm going to help Morgan with her technology in the commercial break. But up next, Mila Kunis pulled stunt out of my grandmother's book.
Come back. You guys
have to hear
Even
this.
Even Tom knows how to
Plus,
do this.
Plus, can you guess the celeb rocking this white dress?
Just come back. It's going to be good. I need help. Where do I go?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we went to break and helped Morgan with her iPhone 10,
I got it fixed.
We asked if you could guess which celeb wowed us with this flowing white dress.
I know.
Who do you think it is,
I know
Lonnie?
Those legs.
Sierra?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Sierra. Those
Damn,
legs.
She looks so good, y'all. Ooh. Yep.
But can I tell you something about Sierra?
Yeah.
She always looks so damn good.
Those legs.
It never doesn't happen for her. Women in Hollywood, things I never get invited to.
That's a shame.
I feel like I need to.
You should have went. Lonnie had 4 tickets.
Yeah, by the way.
You know what?
Did you go, Lonnie?
I had to do a scene. That's why I have the nails.
For her 7th job. It's time for some Would Lonnie Do It? Mila Kunis is admitting a big parenting fail.
Oh,
it has to do with the advice she gave her daughter when a bully was picking on her.
Uh-huh.
Listen to what she told Ellen's Mom Confessions.
There was a little kid in my kid's preschool that wasn't very kind and pushed my daughter. My daughter came back and she was like, "So such and such little kiddo pushed me." And I instinctually said, "Did you push her back?" And my daughter's like, "No." And I was like, "Push her back next time. You push her back and you say no thank you and you walk away." And I turned around and I see Ashton's face and he was like, "No." I was like, "Don't push him off of a ladder or off of a swing or off of a slide, but like on the ground, even Steven, you push him back." I'd say that that's a parenting fail.
I don't know.
Is that a fail? I would say the same damn thing to Ro. If she came home and said someone pushed me.
Auntie Lottie letting Rose
know. Are you kidding? I would say to Ro, literally.
Yes.
I would literally go to her and be like, "You push that bitch back and let her know." No question. Why are you letting somebody push you?
My grandmother, let me give you all some context.
Uh-oh.
This was in 1997.
Woo.
I remember what I had on that day. There was 3 boys who used to pick on me all the time because obviously I was a little gay black boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. By the way, the rest of the show's over. This story's gonna take a while.
Yeah, okay. They used to kick my ass all the time. Well, one time I escaped, but I came home and my clothes were kind of torn and I was a little dirty. They had pushed me in the dirt and my grandmother had bought me the shirt.
Uh-huh.
So she looked at me, she goes, "What happened?" And I told her the story and she said, "Give me 5 minutes."
Ooh.
She got on the phone, she came back, she goes, "Get in the car." This is in 1997. She drove me to each little boy's house, got down, talked to the mother or the grandmother who was home. Boy came outside, they made us fight right in the front yard.
No.
She made me go to the second house, do the same thing. Go to the third house and do the same thing. She goes, "You never put your hands on anybody unless I tell you. And a little ass whipping will go a long way." Do you know that those boys never messed with me again?
See?
But damn, I was tired. Ooh! Girl, I didn't know if I could hold my own in that third one. She literally, and look, smoked a cigarette while it was all happening and dared anybody else to, like, come into the situation.
So how was you fighting? Like this? Nah,
oh, no, I was scrappy.
See, I was that big girl. See, I was the girl that was always, because, you know.
You were Keosha.
I looked like a substitute teacher when I was five. So I was just like, you know, I was always getting the bullies. I was like, I was getting hired to fight the bullies, okay? So I never had that problem. I would have fought for you. If that, I had seen them, I would have fought for
you. Oh, my God. Social studies teacher is, like, helping you out.
The cafeteria lady with her Anita Baker wig.
Okay, I was it at five.
You know, she had that Anita Baker wig on going to elementary school on the bus with the red stripes.
Oh, my God.
You guys, after the break, more of my sex talk with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Finally.
And what she says made her cry for a long time. Hide your kids, find your husband, because if you missed part of my interview with Gwyneth Paltrow yesterday, you better find it.
It's so good.
We talked sex toys, orgasm. Could I get any more personal? Mm. Watch me.
Now I have to get personal with you.
Go ahead. I knew it was coming.
Now that you've been on this journey, and you're a woman in your 40s, and you know what you want, and you know what you like, what is the one thing you wish your sexual self knew in your 20s?
Wow, I think just that it was okay to ask for what you want. And if it's not, like, if you ask for something and your partner's really threatened by it, that means that, like, either they're not the right person or you need to really get in there and open something up. Because, you know, any kind of judgment in bed is not good. Like, that's not going to lead to a good experience.
You guys are showing an incredible amount of bravery and courageousness, because, you know, this is a particularly vulnerable subject.
DTF. Self-tested. Do you approve?
Of course. It's a great supplement. I highly recommend it.
I look at the on this website. I buy half of it, by the way. Everyone gets a birthday gift from Goop because I like the wrapping, and it's so off the wall that no one would, like, ever, like, if you get a Goop Yanni egg from a black gay man, people are like, this is the How much of this do you try yourself?
I'm sweating. I try usually most things. Like, I love the Yoni egg. I love it. I think it's amazing. If you've had children, I'm very supportive of this practice.
Does your husband love that you bring your work home now? He's like, yes, bring your work home whenever you want.
You know, he's so supportive of everything, like all the ups and downs, every product I bring home to try. I try them on him, like, how's this hair oil? You know, like, my family is very lovingly invested in, and we care so much. I care so much, and so therefore they care so much. It's a nice family effort. Oh. Apple. I mean, there's certain things I don't bring home to, you know, the whole family.
For sure. But you keep it in the bed.
You get it.
How are you all feeling about this?
Excited. Yeah.
Curious. A little nervous.
Your daughter is how old?
She's 17.
And your son is?
15.
When I was 15 years old, if my mom sang a song with a curse word in it, I was like, Mom, this is so embarrassing. How do you get away with being you with teenagers?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My son actually said to me the other day, he's like a really sensitive, amazing kid. And he said, you know, at first I was really embarrassed that you sold vibrators on Goop. But now I see that it's actually great because you're giving permission to people who think it's embarrassing for it not to be embarrassing.
Wow.
It was amazing.
And how long did you cry after that?
A long time.
And you were like, you know what? You're getting a G-Wagon. You're going to drive a better car than mommy right now. You have just made my day, okay? I'm just floored.
Are you a stand-up comedian?
No, I just love you, and I love what you do.
Like, I feel like you need to be a stand-up comedian.
I find it all fascinating. Should I do stand-up?
Yes. Don't you guys think you should do stand-up?
I feel like the next phase of work in my life has to be around real acceptance, because I drive myself really hard to not age and to not, you know, be disappointed in the way I look. And I'm still disappointed in the way I look.
So I'm calling it for season 3.
Okay, tell me now.
Since I call it season 2.
Please, because I need help ideating this.
You're going to, for season three, you're going to find your celebrity friends to go through the journeys that you have gone through on season one and season two with other people. Oh. And you're gonna take them on the roller coaster ride.
I like this. Do you think anyone would do it?
I think if you called anyone and said, look, we're going to, they would say, fine, we're doing it. Okay. I'm gonna make a fool of myself for you. I think people would actually do it.
Would you do it?
If you come with me, I'll do it. Okay. I will stick a yoni egg wherever you want me to stick one, okay? That's the truth. As long as I get 50% off the holiday goop guide, trademark, it's for now. I'll do whatever you want. But first, you gotta find me a man. Because I can't do the couples thing alone.
Okay. You don't have a boyfriend? God,
no,
you are such a catch. I'm gonna think about it now. Oh my God.
And I will not embarrass anybody in the bedroom. Trust me.
Okay. This is good to know.
I'm well read. I love you.
Oh my God.
This
you
has
are
been
the
fun.
Best.
Girl. He likes this. I mean, a pure nutbag.
Wait.
That was so entertaining,
but wait,
Justin.
But wait,
so
it's
well
not
done.
Over yet. It's not over yet. You guys, she showed me some of her favorite products, and you've got to see what happened when I tried her glow lotion.
Oh.
Just take a look at this.
Come on.
I got you.
Oh, we had no audio that time.
I know. I was like, huh?
Maybe we'll try it again. Do we try it again later?
Okay.
I'm gonna try it later. Sex, Love, and Goop premieres tomorrow on Netflix.
Very good, Justin. We want to give you your love.
Thank you.
Honestly, very good.
Thank you.
Coming up, the queen just dropped some major life advice, and you all need to hear it. Plus, Larry David finally reveals what was really going on in this photo, our hilarious new interview after the break.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for today's Hollywood Minute. Twitter has been calling for someone to check on Scott Disick, so we did, and he could be doing better. A source told us exclusively that Scott is beside himself over Courtney's engagement to Travis Barker. Another source told us Scott knew it was coming, but that hasn't made it any easier for him to let go of his 10-year relationship with Court. And no one is more classy while rejecting an award than Queen Elizabeth. She was nominated for a British magazine's Oldie of the Year award, but turned it down because you're only as old as you feel. And as such, the Queen does not believe she meets the relevant criteria. The Queen might still feel young, but she's still taking precautions. She just canceled a trip to Northern Ireland on doctor's orders. And congrats to Chicago Fire. Their 200th episode airs tonight on NBC, and the cast is telling us what that big milestone means to them.
The 200 things I've done in my life, like I've eaten probably 200 carrots in my life. I've probably walked 200 lonely streets by myself. I've been on 200 roller coaster rides, and I've been in 200 episodes, and there's really nothing better.
We all really get along. There's no bad apples.
And that is your Hollywood Minute. Know what the world needs now? More Larry David. He's back for season 11 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Victor Cruz caught up with him for his usual sarcasm and the real reason he plugged his ears at New York Fashion Week.
How's your dad?
Not great.
Why don't you pray for him, huh?
I'll feel like an idiot.
Are you kidding me?
How do you know prayers don't work?
Because I'm bald.
What's up, Larry? How you doing, man? Pleasure to meet you.
Wait a second, Victor Cruz?
I am Victor Cruz.
Get the hell out of here. Victor Cruz? Oh my God. Yeah, Victor Cruz.
Don't do this.
Unbelievable. Oh. Well, did you play in the
2011, I played in that Super Bowl.
Not 2007.
Not 2007, yes, I was in college for that one. Well, congratulations on season 11.
Thank you.
It's incredible being here. Without giving anything out, you know what I mean? Give us something, talk to us about the new season.
Victor, I'm sorry. I really cannot divulge much about it.
Okay.
I think it's pretty funny, though. That's all. That's pretty much all I can say.
Amazing. Now, you've had...
I don't know why everybody wants to hear...
We want something. We want a little tidbit.
Why do you want to know what's going to happen? Wouldn't you rather be surprised?
I would love to be surprised.
So what are you asking me for? I knew the outcome of the Super Bowl. I wouldn't even watch it. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, a recent photo of you went viral of you clogging your ears at a fashion show and looking absolutely miserable. Now, were you indeed that miserable? Was it that bad?
No, it was that bad. There was a speaker behind me blaring music. And the reason I was there is because my friend's fiance, he thought it would be helpful if I came. My presence is never helpful. Yeah.
Now, Larry, you've been deemed as the casual fashion icon. How does that make you feel?
Well, speaking about casual, I mean...
I am the epitome of casual today. I was trying to be warm.
Pants I would not get near.
Okay, last question, Larry. Now, it was just recently National Pet Peeve Day. What is Larry David's pet peeve? Or biggest pet peeve?
Red carpet interviews.
And with that being said, thank you, Larry David. We appreciate it. Absolutely. Good to see you too, man.
Hey, here.
Curb Your Enthusiasm returns Sunday on HBO. That was a good interview too.
Larry David is like my dad. Twins, all of it.
Right. So earlier we had a little technical issue because we have dial-up here, and I wanted to show you guys another part of my interview with Gwyneth Paltrow.
So shady.
So here's what happened when I tried her glow lotion.
Ooh.
Does this smell like your vagina too?
It does.
Damn, girl. No wonder you got bread.
Oh, could you just do all of these with me?
Please. Look.
By the way, that needs to be on social. We need to cut that for Justin. That is the top in the 5 years I've been here. That's the line.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you got Brett. I don't care. Bleep it. That is a pop culture moment. That is insane.
Right.
What do you mean?
That's the fearlessness. Having that fearlessness is what makes those moments. That's what makes you a good interview.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Lonnie.
If I said that to Gwyneth Paltrow, she'd be like, "You're leaving." Nice chatting.
Fun fact, there's free Chardonnay and Pinot Grigio at the Goop office, so I might have had two at 9:30. Probably helped.
That was amazing.
Up next, Snoop Dogg turns 50 and made a big announcement. Plus, how you can give back during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Aww.
The amazing products you have got to have. The companies have the hardest names. It's going to be fun. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want to show you some love for the cause. We put together some amazing brands that are giving back, and you can shop by scanning that QR code on your screen now.
Ooh, I love it. All right, let's start with the Aerie Limited Edition Bright Pink Crew Neck Sweatshirt. I'm Vanna Whiting for you guys. It's super cute and perfect for the cold weather. Plus, Aerie is giving 100% of sales to Bright Pink, a nonprofit that focuses on prevention and early detection of ovarian and breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yes, important.
Now, you can't go wrong with gifting a plant baby. Mm-hmm. Bloomscape, that's where I actually got Keanu from, launched the Pink Collection, which features a variety of potted plants and these cute pink gardening gloves. For every plant purchase this month, Bloomscape will gift a plant to someone affected by breast cancer. Bloomscape, can you send one to my friend Annie Sav? Please.
Oh, I love that. All right. The two female founders of Art Sugar and Ray of Light teamed up to create these fun clutches. They come in pink and blue, and there's a mirror inside that reads, "Hey, sweetie," very cute. This month, 15% of each purchase is being donated to BCRF.
So I love
they're
BCRFs.
Adorable. I love them.
That is really cute. Now, if you want to help somebody keep track of their doctor's appointments, or just have a place to jot down their feelings, Erin Condren released a special edition collection of planners and journals. They are so adorable. I'm going to steal this one for myself. And they are donating 50% to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. They can also be personalized for someone in your life.
I love that. I love the personalization.
Me too.
All right. And this one, of course, is for all the superheroes in your life. Funko revealed its all pink DC bombshell pop line that includes Batwoman, Catwoman, Harley Quinn, Hawkgirl, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman. And during October, Funko is donating 50,000 to BCRF. So,
by the way,
and they're adorable.
Such a cute stocking stuffer.
I mean, perfect, right? I feel like I'm going to get this for my little niece and stuff.
You need to do it. You need to do it. Now, Goriana is run by women, and they make it a priority to raise funds annually for breast cancer prevention. This year, they're donating 50% of each sale in their rose quartz stone collection to BCRF. This includes the Power Gemstones bracelets, the rings, the necklace, all of it, 50%. How amazing.
I love BCRF.
Is like one of the charities that I work with. This is crazy.
Oh my God, look at you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anna Ono is providing bras, lingerie, and loungewear for breast cancer survivors and patients. And this month, 10% of their sales on items like this super soft robe will be donated to Living Beyond Breast Cancer. Plus, from now until the end of the year, if you buy their Natural Inspires lace bralette, they'll give one to a breast cancer patient.
Wow.
I mean, Come on.
This is crazy. Y'all better be buying all this stuff right now.
Seriously.
Now, Torrid is a size-inclusive brand with clothing for women sizes 10 to 30. Mm. And they're donating 20% of their proceeds from their breast cancer collection to support services within the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Mm. The line features the brand's bestsellers like the Active Set and the Sleep Set. It is so comfortable.
You cannot take that home with you.
I'm taking this.
I already know. He's like, this stuff is going home with me.
It is so soft. It is so amazing. You guys, if you want to show your love, don't forget to scan that QR code or head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E makes a little commission for sales made through the site, but a
little bit.
This is amazing.
Amazing. And all for such a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Support BCRF. Now, after the break, get out your gin and juice. We're celebrating Snoop Dogg and his big announcement next.
Our life and our music is like a movie. It's visual, so people really want to see what we sing.
Laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
I'm in this to make music and to move something as a positive black man. So, you know, this just comes along as an inspiration to the little kids who are out there doing something wrong with their life that's gangbanging. You can bounce back, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with doing what you're doing right now, but leave room for yourself to improve, meaning that don't put yourself in a situation where you're doing 25 to life. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing 2 or 3 years, you can get out and come do something smart with yourself. And that's all this is, an inspiration.
Come on, Morgan.
Happy birthday to Snoop, you guys. He turns 50 today. And he's got another reason to celebrate. Snoop just announced he's now an executive for Def Jam.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him. I feel like he has every job in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in honor of Snoop, we're celebrating with gin and juice, obviously, and some trivia. So we're going to spin this wheel and answer a question about Snoop. If they get it wrong, they'll take a shot of gin. And if they're right, they'll take a shot of juice. It's time to play Snoop. There it is. Okay. I love that they didn't make me play because they thought I wouldn't know anything.
You probably
all right.
Answer them all.
Okay. Lonnie, you go first, okay?
All right.
I spin this?
Yes.
Very clear. Okay, true or false? Ray J and Brandi Norwood are Snoop's cousins.
Yes. True.
True.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
There you go.
That's all right. Juice.
Ooh, gin and juice. I wanted the gin.
Okay. Okay.
You can have
all right.
It.
All right. Next one. Okay, true or false, Justin? At one point, Snoop owned 11 dogs and 2 cats.
Ooh. Go ahead, drink this.
Cooper, Janie.
Wait, it's only an hour show. Play,
true. I'm gonna go with true.
You're gonna go with true?
Yes.
And you are correct.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, Lonnie?
Yes.
You're gonna get one wrong. True or false? At what? Oh, no. The same one.
Look, Vanna
White.
Come
on, Vanna White.
All right, true or false, Snoop was once banned from New Zealand.
Oh, that's, ooh, wait a minute. That was the other guy.
Dude.
False. False.
Damn it. You're right.
Yeah. That was ASAP. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See,
fine.
I know my,
okay.
I know my
Justin.
Lonnie knows black people.
They're like, you're going to host this. I'm like, I know things too. All right, true or false? In 2012, Snoop Dogg briefly tried to rebrand himself as Snoop Lion.
I'm gonna go with true because he wanted to do a reggae album.
That's right.
It's true. This
game's
so
good. That's true. Yes. See, we should have had you over
bunch
here.
Of juice.
Right?
Oh my God, you're right. Okay, set your DVR. Is it you?
Go right ahead.
Is it me?
You
go.
You take it.
No, you go. You take it.
You know what? I'm gonna take it. Set your DVRs right now. Tomorrow, the Real Housewives are throwing shade. Lonnie's back. Morgan will still be pregnant, and I'm still gonna be shady. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Snoop.